Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 9th of April, 1971. And a lot of good news. One, I have a letter from you today, which was very nice. It was the one in which my stock dividends was in. And all the good news. That made it a good day. Two, I bought a car today, Duchess. Yeah. I really have been going out of my mind for the last 2 weeks, at least. I have been reading all these motor-type magazines, Consumer's Digest, Consumer's Report, I think it's called, Popular Science, Motor Trend. Anyway, I've been reading all these good things about the type car. And, of course, I asked a good 100 people, I'm sure, and it's very interesting because most people, they know very little about cars. It's amazing why people buy a car. I mean, they have different values. Anyway, the point is I am going to buy the Vega, the one I mentioned to you earlier. It was very highly rated in just about all the magazines I read, and it was picked the car of the year. This would be car equipment or merchandise per dollar spent. Anyway, I'm delighted about it, Duchess. A lot of people say it's, you know, it's a small car, very small. It's, well, I should, it's 10 inches or, yeah, wait a minute, 58, 16, yeah, it's about 10 or 11 inches longer than the Volkswagen. So I'm getting up in the world. Anyway, I have been very excited about it because I went and bought it at the PX. They have these concession people for, well, either the Ford people, General Motors, or American Motors. Anyway, this is a GM car, General Motors, and of course it's made by Chevrolet. And so I stopped over there two or three times recently and discussed things with the man there. And as I said, I've talked to so many people and read so much that I think I'll tear up all these books because I've been going out of my mind checking, oh, everything and all the things I don't know, things like cubic inches of the engine and the ratio of the axles and all this stuff. So I decided to make up my own mind, you know, because a lot of people are hesitant because it's a brand new car. They've never had this car on the market before. Well, of course, there are others, the Pinto and the Kremlin and the Vega. And so it's hard to compare because they haven't had a case history to look at. Anyway, so that's it. I'm getting a new Vega, and I could get it, Duchess, for stripped, nothing on it, for, well, there's several models, and the model I want would be about $2,100. That's stripped. But I put another $1,000 of accessories to it. Because I figured if I start out with a very inexpensive car, small car, because I have never understood the need of a large vehicle. Anyway, and this one will be a little bit luxurious, for me it will be at least, because it will have air conditioning and this GT package, which just means a lot of hoop-de-doo stuff, special kind of a larger wheelbase, which is good, and some trimmings inside, special kind of dashboard and all this good stuff. Anyway, and a few other things, AM, FM, radio, tinted glass, and whatever. Anyway, so it'll be a small, inexpensive, luxurious car. That's the way I terminate the whole thing. But I'm excited about it. The color of it, Duchess. I ordered it today. Today I gave the man a check for $500. And I don't have to pay the balance until I get to the States. The color of it is silver, Duchess. Silver outside and black interior. And I think I'll like it. I'm very apprehensive about buying a car that I have not seen, much less driven. I've read everything I can get my hands on about it, and I looked at all the pictures and whatnot, and that's going to have to do. I just hope I'm very comfortable when I sit in it. I was considering going home first and then buying it, but a couple things there. One, they don't make custom-made cars after about May. In other words, if you want certain items on it, if they don't have one on the floor like that, chances are you won't be able to get it because they start making the new cars in along about May. So if I went home, I probably could buy a car close to the $3,000. It comes to $2,996, $4 away from around $3,000. Anyway, but as I say, I may not be able to get the options I want on it, and plus I might have to wait to get anything. This way it will be there when I get home. And in conjunction with getting home, of course I had to give them a date to deliver the car. They don't deliver it to the house. I have to pick it up, and they will deliver it to a dealer in Hasbrook Heights. Well, I wasn't too happy about that because that's a good 80, 90 miles from Tom's River. But no big thing. I can get a bus out there. And so I asked them to deliver it, if it's possible, no later than June the 15th. And so that is my second item on my list, is that I have decided to come home. I mean, I knew I was going to come home this summer. I just had not picked a date. I have hemmed and hawed, and it was kind of open, really. But about two or three nights ago, I just, for one reason or another, I'm not sure, I just decided that I'm going home the end of June. And so it still is indefinite. I mean, I haven't put my paperwork in, but I will, Duchess, come home. I'm going to put it in for, I think, the 25th of June. Now, it could be, when I say it's not definite, it could be a day or two one way or the other, simply because they don't always have a seat available on the day you request it. So I shall be home before the end of June, hopefully the 25th, give or take one day. So I think that's a lot of news, don't you? it's a funny thing, Duchess. I had to make a decision about the car as to when to have it delivered. And the more I thought about it, I just all of a sudden, really, as far as going home, I just got tired, and I said, well, heck, I want to go home and have the summer home. And so I called Betty, and I told her, I said, Betty, I would like to go home about the 25th of June. So she asked me if I was sure, and I said yes, and I'd like to order my car and tell them and all this and so on. So I did, which is great. So, but I feel, I was so excited two nights ago when I made the decision that I didn't sleep. And last night I couldn't sleep either. And that's terrible because I still have 77 days to go. And you can't start getting a short-timer's attitude too far in advance. But it's a funny sensation, and I'm sure it sounds very ridiculous unless you have experienced it, but it's a lot for me, Duchess. I haven't really been home on a permanent basis in 4 years and, 4 months, and this will be another couple of months. But anyway, I feel real good about it. Once you make up your mind, you know, and the reason I picked June, I was very tempted to come home next month, May. But two reasons I picked June. One is to allow Charmaine and Jane to get in country and get settled. This is, you know, with regard to the program. Charmaine is coming in supposedly next week, and Jane maybe the end of April sometime. And this will be May and June, and they can put in recruitment to get somebody to take my place. That gives them ample time. That's one reason. Then the second reason is that if I stay to June the 18th or 19th, I'm entitled to another R&R between now and then. And so I put in paperwork today. This is my third piece of news. for another R&R to Hawaii. I have been to Hawaii a half a dozen times through the years, but I have never taken the time to go and see the islands. I've always landed at Oahu, and I've always stayed on that one island. I would like to see the other islands. And so I put in a request to have an R&R to Hawaii on the 20th of May. Now, that could change a day or two one way or the other, but it doesn't make any difference to me. So next month I'll be going to Hawaii, and then the month after that I'll be coming home. And I'm very, very excited about it. I can't say I'm scared, but I do have, it's a tremendous adjustment. I know many of our girls who have gone home and have not been able to adjust. It's a different world, and it's, again, it's very hard to try to explain that, but it's just not the same. It's just something entirely different when you've been away from it so long. And I kept thinking, this is how ridiculous I can be, I guess. I kept thinking, I'll have to drive that car from Hasbrook Heights to Toms River. And, you know, we hardly ever ride in a car, much less drive one. Yeah, man. Anyway, silly things, but you do think about them. So that's a lot of decisions, don't you think? Coming home, buying a car, going on R&R. It has been a busy day for me, to say the least. And that's why I hesitated making a tape yesterday or the day before until I actually did these things, because I didn't want to tell you one thing and then have a change of heart on it. Anyway, let's see now.